I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. 3 years since Russia invaded Ukraine, Putin is touting the operation's success.
And even kind of the foolish statement of Russia declaring some level of victory, I think that it's paramount that we remember those that are actually in the center of the fighting.
In Ukraine, Slavic Gospel Association is distributing meals, blankets, and generators. What's more,
from the destruction, believers are being sent all across Europe into dark places where the gospel has long disappeared, where now God is bringing the light of the gospel.
Please pray for the gospel to fall on fertile soil wherever it lands, and pray that Christians on the ground would seek ways to help those in need. Find more prayer points and read further on this topic at missionnews.org. And the drought in Zimbabwe presents not only physical hardships, but also spiritual challenges. The first is the church's struggle to meet the growing need of their congregation for food and water. Melinda Kanjalima from Transworld Radio says,
the church at the present moment is going through a difficult time, a hard time.
The second challenge is that many question their faith and God's love amid suffering. Finally, other religions exploit the crisis to convert struggling Christians.
It's a situation where some Christians will then lose faith. They will just trade their faith for survival.
Pray for the TWR team and local churches to bring hope and sustain faith during this time. Pray also for the rain and the plentiful harvest. To learn more, visit missionnetworknews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR 360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.